Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a boil water notice has been issued to households and businesses served by the Electromec Award public supply. Meanwhile, conservation measures are being implemented in the Ballybuffet and Stranorer areas from tonight. A man who was jailed for 7 years for killing a Gartha in a collision in Inishowen in 2009 has been jailed in Derry Magistrates Court for an unprovoked assault. Donegal remains an attractive place for major companies to set up and expand, according to the IDA, after a major announcement of new jobs in Donegal by Abbott earlier today. Later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, Daniel is here with the sports news. But we begin with that boil water notice issued this evening by Irish Water and Donegal County Council to households and businesses served by the Electromec Award public supply. Meanwhile, conservation measures are being implemented in the Ballybuffet and Stranorer areas from tonight. Irish Water and Donegal County Council say they issued the boil water notice following consultation with the HSE. It comes into effect immediately and people are being asked to continue to boil water in the area until the notice is lifted. With more details, here's Ken Murray.
Irish Water say the notice, which arises out of operational difficulties at the Letermac Award water treatment plant, has been put in place to protect the health of approximately 2,200 customers. This includes householders in the Letermac Award, Port New, Ross Beg, Clean Gort, Dookery, Mina Cross, Dewey, Glenties Road, Mahery and Falmore areas. They say customers on the Letermac Award public supply can also expect to experience water interruptions over the next 72 hours, but it's important they continue to boil the water when full supply is restored. Meanwhile, Irish Water says conservation restrictions may cause supply disruptions to Ballybuffet, Stranorler and surrounding areas for the next number of days. Restrictions are scheduled to take place nightly from midnight until 7 a.m. from tonight until August 15th.
And there are more details, including the full text of that boil water notice from Irish Water, on our website highlandradio.com. A man who was jailed for 7 years for killing a Gartha outside Buncrana in 2009 has been jailed at Derry Magistrates Court today for what a judge described as an unprovoked attack on a wholly innocent person. 36-year-old Martin McDermott, with an address at Castlegrove in Raphoe, appeared by video link from Castlereagh Prison in the Republic and admitted an assault occasioning actual bodily harm on a man on August 29th last year. He also admitted assaulting two police on the same date. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The court heard that police were called to a report of an incident in the Abercorn Road area of Derry at around 3:30 a.m. where a male was reportedly kicking another man on the ground. They found McDermott trying to get back to the man on the ground and being restrained by two females. Police had to use CS spray and handcuffed the defendant, and he tried to swing at police. When interviewed, he made a no-comment interview. Defence solicitor Seamus Quigley said that his client was currently serving a prison sentence in Castlereagh and was not due for release until 2025. He said that McDermott had consumed an awful lot of alcohol and said he had long-term issues with drink and drugs. District Judge Barney McElhone said that this was an attack on a man who happened to be walking up the street and the victim had actually lost consciousness during the attack. He imposed a sentence of 6 months imprisonment.
Donegal remains an attractive place for major companies to set up and expand. According to the IDA, it comes as Donegal town-based US medtech giant Abbott Laboratories has confirmed additional new jobs and equipment for their site in Donegal. The new jobs will be in the areas of engineering, quality control, medical device manufacturing and other science-based areas. Taoiseach and Enterprise Minister Leo Varadkar has welcomed the announcement. He says it's an extremely positive move for the county and surrounding areas.
Crucially, I wanted to make sure that we have jobs and investment in all parts of the country, not just in the big cities. So this is really positive from the point of view of balanced regional development, new jobs, well-paid jobs being created in Kilkenny in the southeast, in Donegal, in the northwest.
Well, the company is one of many who have announced new jobs and expansions in the county. IDA Regional Business Development Manager for the Northwest, Michelle Conaghan, says the continued investment by major companies shows that Donegal is an attractive place to do business.
It's terrific news, Emma. The Abbott Diabetes Care Facility in Donegal Town is a centre of excellence for blood glucose monitoring. And the investment today shows further commitment in the site, but also in Ireland. So the news for Kilkenny in the southeast where Abbott are going to construct a new manufacturing facility. Creating considerable employment is also welcome, and this expands the capabilities around manufacturing for Abbott in Ireland. And this, Abbott have been in Ireland for 75 years now, and in Donegal the operation is going from strength to strength. IDA's strategy to win investment for regional locations across Ireland and spread this investment, today's announcement by Abbott, is terrific for both the North West, South East and indeed Ireland. And it's been a great year for Donegal so far this year. We've had a number of announcements, Fintree most recently, TCS, Zincworks, Concentric and Trevisory, with over 600 jobs being announced. In addition to these 200 today for Donegal, Donegal continues to be seen as an attractive location for international investment, and IDA continues to explore and exploit all opportunities to deliver extra investment. But as you know, Emma, we can't take FDI for granted, and these investments are very hard fought and won. And certainly, you know, Sean and his team and the investment in Donegal in the Abbott site, and that expansion today is testament of all that hard work and the terrific skill set we have here in the Northwest.
And that was the IDA's Michelle Conaghan there speaking to Emma Ryan. House prices have increased nationally by 123% since 2013. Latest CSO figures show residential property prices have gone up 14% in the year to June. Outside Dublin, the rise was 16%. The border region saw the largest increase at 20%. Well, nationally, the median house price was €290,000. In Donegal, however, the median price is almost half that at €150,000. It's the second lowest in the country, with Longford the lowest at 140,000. The chairperson of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors is Trevor Grant. He says high prices are here to stay until supply increases significantly.
We fundamentally have a housing crisis in Ireland. We don't have enough houses. And no matter how creative everybody is in relation to assisting first-time buyers, particularly to get onto the property ladder with innovation around how to lend money to them, be it extending the term of the mortgage or lending them more in terms of an income multiple, there simply aren't enough houses, and until there are enough properties, we are going to see continued house price inflation. We need more houses, we need a holistic solution, we need more affordable social and private housing.
Locally, the ATU Student Union has submitted a request for a capital grant to buy property to be used for students in a bid to combat the student accommodation crisis. A large number of students have been unable to secure permanent accommodation for the college year. It's feared some may be forced to drop out or defer. ATU Student Union President Edward Grant says the potential for buying new property would alleviate the problem long term. However, he says temporary measures are desperately needed in Letterkenny and elsewhere for next month.
I've submitted to our national body, USA, our request for the interim pre-budget submission. Included in this here is the idea of a capital grant investment for TUs to be able to draw down funds to either build new property or, in the more hopeful scenario, to be able to buy urbanised property and renovate them, retrofit them for student use. And without kind of immediate access to those kind of temporary measures, I don't see it improving much between now and then. I see the possibility of a lot of dropouts happening this year.
Police in County Derry are appealing for information and witnesses following reports of theft and assault at a shop in the Church Meadow area last night. Four males arrived at a shop, caused a disturbance and stole a number of items. While leaving, one of the males was confronted by a staff member and punched her on the side of the face. MLA Gary Middleton says this is a shocking incident, but he's encouraged by the volume of information that's been received, which has led to the identification of some of those involved.
Yeah, so last night at the Spar shop at Church Meadows in the Waterside area, four men took it upon themselves to enter the premises just after 9 p.m. They proceeded to try and enter the store and rear of the property, whilst others then tried to steal items, and quite a number of items from the shop. Whilst they were doing so, a number of staff members tried to intervene, and before the men took off, a lady, one of the shop workers, was assaulted, and that lady actually had to go to hospital. So this was a really shocking incident which took place. The time of evening, it was 9 o'clock, people were still about, there was lots of people in the area, and unfortunately, as I say, a lady was injured and was assaulted by this man who entered the property. That's completely unacceptable. We have been encouraged by the amount of information that has come forward in this past number of hours, and we have identified now some of the names of those involved in what happened. So we're hopeful that the PSNI will be able to track those individuals down and that they'll be able to be brought to justice as well.
And that was MLA Gary Middleton there. The rising cost of living could lead to more workers returning to the office this winter in order to avoid high energy costs at home. Latest CSO figures show energy and utility prices increased by 48% in the past year. Overall, consumer prices rose by 9.1% for a second month in a row. They remain at a 38-year high. Managing Director of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove, says remote workers will be looking to manage their costs over the winter months.
A few months ago, it was the opposite. People were saying people weren't going to go back because of gas prices and the travel to work and all these other costs like coffee and sandwiches. And now we're going the other way. So I do think it's potentially an issue for people who are really struggling with the cost of inflation, where they feel sometimes that they're being taken advantage of because they're saying, hang on, why is my employer not paying for this? And that they would be if I was in the office. So I think it's adding to the already tricky world of remote and flexible working.
A 31-year-old man has been released on bail by police in the north investigating a video showing a group mocking the murder of Michaela McAreevy. The man was arrested on Wednesday and was subsequently released pending further investigations. The daughter of the former Tyrone Gaelic football coach Mickey Hart was killed during her honeymoon in Mauritius 11 years ago. The government is being urged to recruit community welfare officers and support staff to deal with a backlog in additional needs payment applications. FORSA says such a move is needed after the numbers applying for the benefit doubled in recent months as a result of the cost of living crisis. The trade union has written to the Social Protection Minister saying demand for emergency supports from Ukrainian refugees was also putting increased strain on the system. Conservative Party leadership candidate Rishi Sunak says the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill will continue to progress through Parliament if he becomes British Prime Minister. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, the former Chancellor said if negotiations don't deliver what's needed, then the bill will become law. He pledged to reopen talks with the EU to fix the protocol, saying a negotiation can conclude much faster than passing legislation. New signage has been erected on Bod Eddy in Godore in a bid to deter people from climbing on the structure. The shipwreck located in Bunbeg is in a state of decay with safety concerns raised over its stability. Councillor Micheál Colum-McGillaspach, a relation of Bod Captain Eddy McGillaspach, fears someone will be seriously injured unless proper safety measures are put in place.
I've witnessed myself a good number of young ones climbing up and down on the our Bod Eddy, and obviously that raises concerns, and I had locals as well raising concerns with me in relation to the same thing. So I got signs yet again, because it's only a number of years ago that we put signs on us before. Unfortunately, either the weather or somebody's removed them. But yeah, we got all the signs put up there now, just stating very clearly not to be climbing onto the boat, because as the boat lies, and I'm actually here as we speak, funny enough, she is very dangerous.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Daniel Brennan.
Evening, Donal. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps travel to Dublin to take on UCD in a vital Premier Division game tonight. Harps are 2 points ahead of the Students, who are bottom of the table with just 11 games to go. The former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan says Harps got a confidence booster with their 3-0 win over Drogheda last week.
Massive result for Harps last week. They'll be full of confidence going into it. And again, with their strikers picking up a few goals as well. But I think it's kind of come to the point in the season now where these are games that you can't lose if you're looking to avoid that relegation spot. I suppose if you look at the games that Harps and UCD have had this season already, UCD have went to Finn Park and got a 1-0 win. I think it was the first game of the season. Harps played UCD down in Belfield, and it was a 0-0. So, look, I think it's kind of a different, almost a different side. We look at maybe like four or five changes in terms of the team that have, you know, played previously. So, as I say, look, they'll be going there with loads of confidence. They'll be thinking that, you know, this is a game that we need to win. And, you know, I expect a tough game.
And the Harps clash with UCD will be broadcast live here in Highland from 7:40 p.m. this evening, with live match commentary from Oisin Langan and Declan Boyle. There are three other games down for decision across the SSE Airtricity Premier Division this evening, as Derry City will be hoping to get their title hopes back on track when they welcome Shamrock Rovers to the Ryan McBride Brandywell at 7:45. At the same time, Dundalk begin a run of four successive away games when they travel to Dalymount Park to face Bohemians. Also, Drogheda United take on Shelburne in another crucial game in the bottom half of the table. It's been announced that water breaks will be in place for this weekend's Donegal Club Championship games, as well as all FAA-sanctioned soccer matches this weekend, due to the warm weather. It's understood the Donegal CCC have decided to implement the breaks for this weekend's Junior, Intermediate and Senior Football Championship ties as a temporary measure as temperatures are set to reach the mid-20s. The FAI has also put in place water breaks for soccer matches at all levels this weekend at the midway point of each half. And keeping with Gaelic games, and the Donegal Senior Club Football Championship gets underway this weekend with 8 ties in total down for decision. On Saturday, 4 Masters will play Clonmacnoise at 5 o'clock, St Unions will face St Noel's at 6:30, and the game between St Michael's and McCool's throws in at 7:30 tomorrow evening. There are 5 senior ties down for decision on Sunday as well, as Killybegs are against Glenfinn, Glenswilly play Neve Connell, Gidor take on Ardrah, Kilcar face Milford, and Aria Ballyshannon will meet Bundoran. And we'll have all the latest from the Donegal Senior Football Championships right throughout the weekend, as well as live match updates on Highland Radio's Sunday Sport. This evening, there are 2 games in the Donegal Intermediate Football Championship. Naoimh Columba play Naoimh Mora of Convoy at 7:30, and Termin play Naoimh Mora Eachtainarossan with an 8 p.m. throw-in time there. There's also 1 game in the Derry Senior Football Championship this evening, as Banagher play Swatra at 8 o'clock. To swimming, and Mona McSherry has qualified for this evening's semi-finals of the 100-metre breaststroke at the European Swimming Championships in Rome. She swam a time of 1 minute 7.3 this morning, putting her 5th fastest and safely into the next round. The Sligo native, who swims out of the Marlins Swimming Club in Ballyshannon, will be joined in the semi-finals by fellow Irish woman Niamh Coyne. Both of them will be in action in the semis in just a few minutes' time. To golf, and Shane Lowry was the best of the Irish after the opening round of the FedEx Cup playoffs after carding a round of 68. That was enough to leave him 6 shots off the lead of South Korea's Siwoo Kim. 2-time FedEx Cup champion Rory McIlroy is a couple shots back after his 70 at TPC Southwind. Leona Maguire has a share of 3rd on day 2 of the LPGA Tour's World Invitational in County Antrim. The Cavan golfer is 8 under par, following a round of 69 today at Massarene. Amanda Doherty of the United States hold a 2-shot lead on 11 under after shooting back-to-back rounds of 67. And finally in rowing, 3 Irish crews advanced to the A finals at the European Championships in Munich today. The women's pair of Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty, as well as the women's 4, will be in finals action tomorrow morning. That's your sports for now. Your next sport bulletin here in Highland will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow for Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Daniel. And don't forget that live Harps commentary on Highland later on this evening. The Eurovision Song Contest will not be held in Northern Ireland next year. The contest can't be held by this year's winners, Ukraine, because of the ongoing war with Russia. Organisers decided to award the contract to host the event to the BBC. Belfast had submitted a bid, but the city failed to make the shortlist of 7 cities. It was previously suggested locally that Derry City and Strabane District Council would submit a bid to hold Eurovision in the area, but that didn't proceed. Tyrone man Porrick Devlin is a Eurovision expert. He's been reflecting on what might have been.
Next year we'll be celebrating 25 years on from that Good Friday Agreement, so this would have been the perfect opportunity for us to showcase that, but also to demonstrate what can be achieved through peace, and that would be a great light onto Europe and beyond, and of course for Ukraine as well.
People in Donegal are being asked to take part in the Clean Coasts 2022 Big Beach Clean event, which takes place next month. Registration is now open. The organisers say they want to build further on what was a very successful event last year. In Donegal in 2021, over 500 volunteers organised cleanups in 25 different locations, removing approximately 3 tonnes of litter. A separate event in Bundoran saw 9 volunteers remove an additional 75 kilograms of marine litter. This year's Big Beach Clean will run from the 16th to the 18th of September. And Clean Coast spokesperson Sinead McCoy says the Donegal response is always excellent.
So the Clean Coast network in Donegal is always fantastic, to be honest. It's just a great community spirit. And you have so many committed groups that get out year-round and do cleanups. And the Big Beach Clean always happens the third weekend of September. And it's our citizen science activity. We ask people to register with us and they receive a Beach Clean kit.
but also add like marine litter data cards and everything in it that they need.
Adding that data is important because you're trying to build up a profile of what sort of litter is in what areas, and that can be very important in terms of targeted programs and targeted campaigns.
Yeah, we use it every year to actually figure out what we are going to focus on in the following year. For instance, last year really highlighted the cigarette book is one of the big issues that kind of is really ranking up. Now, we don't know that if that's because people are reducing the amount of plastic they're dropping, but either way, we did actually work with the community on anti-cigarette or anti-smoking litter and try to get some solutions in place. And even just in terms of looking at the areas that it was most badly affected by it, is there bins, the correct bins in the right places, and that sort of thing, as well as no littering notices and education. Whatever like we find, we definitely then respond to it and we put it out. We also inform government and the Clean Coast Programme itself will form the next year based on what we learn.
And that was Sinead McCoy from the Clean Coasts Movement speaking to us there. People are being warned that the weather conditions at present are perfect for wildfires. They're being asked to take appropriate steps to ensure that fires do not occur. An orange fire danger notice for all areas containing combustible vegetation such as gorse, heather and dried grass remains in place now until Tuesday next. On today's 9 till noon show, Donegal's Chief Fire Officer Joseph McTaggart said there's already been a number of small gorse fires in the county.
There have been a number of small fires over the past number of days. They're not specific to any area, but they have been scattered. Conditions are right at the moment for wildfires, and the temperature is forecast to be 27, 29 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. So what we're asking the members of the public who are engaged in outdoor activities is to be aware of the possibility of wildfire starting and not to use barbecues or open fires in areas that are susceptible.
And the weather forecast for tonight, staying very warm and sunny this evening and into tonight, a little cooler in coastal areas. It will be warm tonight, temperatures not falling below 13 to 16, dry and largely clear with some mist and fog developing in the light breeze. Tomorrow, hot, sunny and dry, top temperatures 26 to 30 degrees, warmest inland in generally light winds. A sea breeze will develop once again tomorrow. It'll be cooler near coastal areas with a slight chance of an isolated shower. Main stories in brief this evening. A boil notice has been issued to households and businesses served by the Letchermack Ward public water supply, and conservation measures are being implemented in the Ballybuffet and Stranorer areas from tonight. Details of both on our website. Irish Water and Donegal County Council say the boil notice was issued following consultation with the HSE. It comes into effect immediately. People are being asked to continue boiling water until the notice is lifted. More details on our website, as we say, highlandradio.com. A man who was jailed for 7 years for killing a Gartha in a collision in Donegal in 2009 has been jailed at Derry Magistrates Court for 6 months for what a judge called an unprovoked attack on a wholly innocent person. Donegal remains an attractive place for major companies to establish and expand, according to the IDA. It's after Donegal town-based medtech giant Abbott Laboratories confirmed additional jobs and new equipment for their site in the county. And house prices in Donegal remain low. The median price in the county is €150,000, almost half the national median of €290,000. However, house prices in the border region had the largest increase in the state in the year to June at 20%. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 12th of August. The death has taken place of Bridie Bradley, Bomini, Letterkenny. Bridie's remains will repose at her late residence from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock tomorrow and from 12 noon to 10 o'clock on Sunday, with Rosary Nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 11:15 to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. It can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Haematology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patrick Packy Conaghan, Rathdonnell, Letterkenny. Packy's remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Rosie Diver, née Cannon, Middletown Derrybeg, originally from Lower Keeldrum, Gortha-Hawke. Her remains are reposing at her home with rosary tonight at 9 and tomorrow at 8. House private, please, after the rosary until 11 and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Daniel Gallagher, Den Rua, Strana Corcra, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary at 8 o'clock. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.